They parted like curtains over a window, making room for us to tear past homes toward the smoke, toward Samuel Hayes' home. It was surrounded by men with burning torches.
No!
My heart seized. Jonas stood outside his home, watching as flames licked the walls, spreading up the wooden logs. His eyes were wild as he cupped his hands to his mouth.
Papa!
People ran toward the commotion, carrying buckets of water. But before they could get close enough to douse the flames, the soldiers blocked their path, pushing them away.
Papa!
Samuel! I looked to Ransom, but he was already off his horse, racing past soldiers before they thought to stop him. He moved like the wind down the stairs and into the house, the fire blowing back as if the flames were terrified to touch his skin. My heart climbed into my throat as I leaped down from Freya, rushing to Jonas's side and clutching the boy tight before he dared go inside too. Tears streamed down his cheeks.
Papa!
It's okay.
I signed the 8.
He'll be okay.
Amma, save him. I didn't pray for Ransom. My heart knew he was alive, that a fire would not claim his body. So I prayed for this boy's last remaining parent as I stared, unblinking, at the door. The fire raged, higher and hotter, singeing my face. But as I tried to pull Jonas away, he fought me, taking a step forward instead.
We must move back.
Please.
Samuel must have heard his child's plea. He ran out the door, arms laden with books and clothes and anything else he could carry up those steps.
Papa!
Jonas jumped to his feet, colliding with his father as the two embraced, their belongings sinking to the dirt along with them as they dropped to their knees. The soldiers converged on them, trying to rip the books from his hold.
Touch them and you die.
Ransom, covered in soot and ash and sweat, walked through the door with a hall like Samuel's. The soldiers, smart men, backed away. Ransom set everything in his arms beside Samuel, then stood tall, his lip curled. This wasn't Ransom. This was the Guardian. The monster. Brutal. Menacing. Lethal and fearless. Power pulsed off his body as hot as the fire. His frame vibrated, his hands fisted. His control was leashed, but barely.
We ride! Now!
Ramsay's order cut through the roar of the fire. It carried over Jonas's cries and the whimpers from others watching on. The Revali people were out in force, most carrying buckets of water to keep the flames from spreading. The soldiers backed away from the Guardian, from the house they'd set on fire, needing no second order from their king.